The Volvo Cars experience is electrifying. Driven by design with Google built-in and impressive performance. 0 to 60 miles per hour in 4.7 seconds with Volvo fully electric vehicles. Visit volvocars.com/US to learn more.
Hello, mamas. Never in a million years would I ever think that I would sit in front of a camera and come to Taylor Swift's defense about something. I historically have not been the biggest fan of her music or her jet-setting tendencies, but there has been a moment that's kind of been like the hallmark of something that I've been trying to put into words, but like haven't until now. Something that happened with Taylor Swift and something that happened last night with Chapel Rowan. I still don't know how to say it. I still don't know how to say it. Her name. It looks like it should be like a cha, like chap, but then it's like chap, like hello chap. Also, I'm fucking dressed like I'm giving out the newspapers like in 1800s England. So, anyways. Historically, women kind of get the shit end of the stick a lot of the time. Is that like a crazy thing to say? No. You can call me a pick me. You can call me a soy boy. Throw this video. I don't give a fuck. But you look at pretty much any career field, any historical event, women do not get. I don't even need to finish the fucking sentence. Like you know. So. But specifically, there's one kind of privilege that men get that women just get denied over and over and over and over again that I never like really hear get talked about, and it is the benefit of the doubt. This is something that I feel like we're losing as like a society, as a culture, like big time overall across the board, but like specifically with women. And when I say the benefit of the doubt, what I'm talking about is, say you're, let's put this in like a true crime perspective. Say I'm going for a walk at night and I walk past a garbage bag that looks slightly human shaped, and I'm the only one that walks past that night, and then there's a security camera that catches it, and I'm the only one that walked past. So when they look at the security footage, they think that I killed the person. Yes, because there's a body in the bag. Like, what is this fucking world building that I'm doing here? I'm not the killer. I didn't fucking kill them. But if I'm not giving the benefit of the doubt, it sure looks like I did. I don't know why I just compared Taylor Swift hanging out with like a Trump supporter to being a murderer. But that's not the comparison. That was the only analogy I could think of for a definition of the benefit of the doubt. Basically, it means just presuming that someone believes a certain thing or did a certain thing based on like a snippet or like a short little brief glimpse of them. So, fucking word salad over here. Taylor Swift went to, I believe it was like a football game. She was in her little box, as she always is. I would love to see Taylor Swift like sit like in front row or like in like just one of those like hard plastic seats in a stadium. Like she's always, listen, what am I complaining about? She's a fucking celebrity. She would get like assassinated if she was in a regular chair. Anyways, she was in one of those boxes where all the like celebrities and like famous people and like presidents shit hang out. And I just hit my elbow so fucking hard. I fucking banged my elbow so hard. She's in the box. And this woman named Patricia. No, not Patricia. This is not Patricia. It's something Mahomes. What the fuck is it? I already forgot. What? Brittany! Sorry. That sounded like a Patricia adjacent name. Brittany Mahomes, who is married to Patrick Mahomes, who I think is a fucking football player. she, this woman recently endorsed Trump for president, but like not the, so, and there's a picture of Taylor Swift hugging this woman, giving her a big old hug, being like, and people got mad in a way that I haven't seen before. Like, I saw people be like, this is going to be the thing that finally brings down Taylor's empire. She's really done it now. And immediately I saw like 10 billion fucking think pieces on like Twitter and TikTok being like, this woman, this woman used to preach rights, and now she's wants to take them away because she's a fucking Trump supporter and she's gonna support Project 2025. I'm like, shut up. And I saw like these fucking Instagram infographics. There's this one dude that makes these like infographics anytime something like remotely fucking happens in the world. It's like, like just like completely losing his fucking mind on these. Anyways, sorry. And the infographic was like, Taylor Swift, look at your friends and look in the mirror, you disgusting fucking person. And people were freaking out because they were like, oh my god, she's a Trump supporter. And and if not that, they were like, oh my god, she hangs out with Trump supporters. Disgusting! Let me break something down for you. Let me fucking bring you back to Earth for a second. Taylor Swift has probably 20,000 acquaintances in her life. The population of the United States is half Trump supporters. I fucking hate to break it to you, but it's going to be half Republicans, and out of that, mostly Trump supporters. Out of those Trump supporters, some are just light Trump supporters, which I know is a fucking insane thing to do, to be like, yeah, I'm just going to vote for him. Even though he's like, I will kill minorities! Like, and all she did was hug this person. So I mentioned she has probably 20,000 acquaintances, because out of all those acquaintances, there's gonna be some, regardless of like, even if like 99% of her friends and acquaintances are people that are Kamala Harris supporters, or in layman's terms, don't fuck with Donald Trump, there's gonna be a few that do. And that is kind of natural, I think, if you live in America and you know more than 10 people that aren't online. You probably have an uncle that's a Trump supporter. You probably have a friend from high school that ended up being a Trump supporter. You don't have to be fucking friends with them. That's not what I'm like sitting here insane. You don't have to be friends with them. But it is so unrealistic to expect this woman to somehow have some mystical fucking Trump supporter repellent on her at all times that like makes them like go away. Obviously, if you know someone, and listen, I don't fucking know anything about this Brittany Mahomes. I don't know if they've known each other for a long time, but if you see someone and first of all, it's one thing to like expect her to like immediately memorize everyone's political leanings. Give her the benefit of the doubt. That's the whole point of what I'm trying to say here. Give her the benefit of the doubt. This could be someone that she's known a long time and she just wants to say hi because it's a friend. This could be she could possibly not even fucking know that this woman endorsed Donald Trump in whatever capacity. And then so like people were making all these think pieces, making all these like freaking the fuck out, be like, Taylor Swift, she's a fucking Trump supporter now. Literally 2 nights ago, endorse Kamala Harris. Now, I will say, I understand the implication after, like, she went so hard for Hillary Clinton, she baked, like, little fucking cookies and said, like,
I love Hillary Clinton!
In, like, the 2016 election. Oh, my fucking God, that was so long ago. That's scary. So, like, she has a history of endorsing Democratic political candidates, and then she hadn't done that yet. So I get where you can come from there, but to just assume that she is all of a sudden
a Republican because she hugged a fucking Trump supporter is so bonkers. Touch fucking grass. Please fucking touch grass. Now, a lot of the conversations I was seeing about that was like, there's a lot of people coming to her defense being like, this is so beautiful. Like, look how two people can, despite political differences, still be friends. And then that, like, infographic I was talking about was like, well, no, actually. Here's the thing. And maybe this is a little bit controversial, but I don't give a fuck. You can still be friends with people that you disagree with. And I think you should, if you're comfortable with it, you should still be friends with people that you disagree with, because you can offer them different perspectives on things. I have friends that have completely different political views and have had horrible beliefs on things, and I've been able to show them a different perspective that has changed their mind. To look at half of the population of this country or whatever country you live in and just write the entire, like, millions of people off as, like, evil fucking demons because they have, and albeit, like, horrible, horrible beliefs that are, like, disgusting and evil, but to, like, write them off as, like the way you would write off a car, like, to, like, never fuck with them again. Crazy. It really is crazy to me. And listen, I understand it is not for everyone. Like, you do not want to get, like, not everyone wants to get into, like, political debates, especially if it's, like, something about your, like, your literal identity. Like, if it's someone who's just straight up fucking racist, I'm not touching that. I'm not going near those people. But, like, you can work with people to make them not as shitty. And that's something that I actually enjoy doing a little bit. It makes me very happy when I've been able to change people's beliefs that were once toxic and horrible. Now, I'm not saying that, like, that's what Taylor Swift is doing. Like, she did. I doubt she hugged Brittany Mahomes and was like, we need to talk about that man that you supported. Like, I doubt that conversation fucking happened. Like, there's no way. But so that's one example, Taylor Swift. The next one is Chappell Roan at the VMAs last night, which I wanted to go to, but I didn't get invited. Why the fuck am I acting like I went? Well, I went once, and it was in New Jersey randomly. Okay, we're not, like, fucking rehashing the like, what am I? Chappell Roan obviously has, like, she has set her boundaries as a normal human in her position would do, and people have lost their fucking minds, be like, she's so fucking awkward. And, like, once again, making a million king pieces and blah, 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 blah. And then last night at the VMAs, she was, like, doing the red carpet, and there was a photographer. Well, okay, first I saw a TikTok of her just pointing into the photographer crowd and be like, hey, you shut the fuck up! And I was like, all right, let's fucking go. I want to see more of that. I didn't even know what happened. I was like, I believe her, whatever happened, and power to her. But I need water. Fuck, I've been screaming so much. Right off the bat, when that first video went out, people were like, here she fucking goes again. Like, just getting into their little firestorm. Like, not even questioning what the fuck happened, why she was saying that. Just being like, I can't believe her fucking attitude. She's so ungrateful. Like, for no reason. Once again, no benefit of the doubt given. People didn't even care. People didn't even, like, want to think about what happened. They just saw, like, a woman screaming and thought, bleh. So then more perspectives come out and, like, another video angle comes out. And this photographer was, like, apparently, I think, yelled, shut the fuck up first to her, which prompted the shut the fuck up back to him. And apparently he was also being, like, rude to the other photographers. And I saw someone, I think it was, like, another celebrity, was like, yeah, this photographer's horrible. And is, like, so rude. So, like, it was warranted. And you might think, oh, like a celebrity or popular singer shouldn't be screaming that, shut the fuck up! I want to hear Chappell Roan say shut the fuck up to you. Now, if you're one of the people who has stumbled across this channel from the times of, like, talk shit about Andrew Tate and
stay around to consistently dislike my fucking videos, you assholes. Actually, there's not that many people, but I noticed some, like, I'll get comments, people will be like,
who's still here from what he said about Andrew Tate?
But if you're one of those people who's gonna be like, okay, well, why are you saying it's just women that get that? Look at male artists. Look at what male artists can get away with. Look at how male artists can go, like, beloved male artists can go on Joe Rogan twice and, like, not get a single tweet about it. Like, not saying that Joe Rogan is, like, the end-all be-all of, like, being, like, a Trump supporter or something. He's not even a Trump supporter, but you fucking know what I mean by that. I hope. Do you? Maybe you don't. But imagine if instead of Post Malone, I wasn't going to say the singer, but imagine if instead of Post Malone going on the Joe Rogan podcast twice, it was someone like Chappell Roan. People would fucking tear her to shreds. But you don't see that with male celebrities. They have a sort of fucking plot armor when it comes to, they're allowed to, like, they have so much more lenience and can get away with so much more stuff. Like, I'm saying nothing new. And I, hopefully you've realized this before I even open my fucking mouth to yap about it. Like, if you were listening to the Drama Mama podcast, it's like the first time you're hearing about, like, wait, women get treated differently than men? No. This is fucking horrible. Oh, God! I want to, like, talk about the psychology of why people hate giving the benefit of the doubt these days. And, like, why I think we see less and less of it. And why I think it's important. If you think about it, it's so much easier to, if there's, like, a potentially complex situation that maybe there's not all the answers to it yet, and you don't know what people's intentions are, it's quick to just create something, and then that's the running truth in your mind. Like, for example, it's easier in your brain to think, Taylor Swift hugged Twum supporter? Taylor Swift is a Twum supporter. Rather than thinking, Taylor Swift hugged Trump supporter? Taylor Swift maybe has a lot of friends, and a few of them might happen to be Trump supporters. And maybe that friend that she hugged, she doesn't even really fuck with like that. And she was just saying hi. That takes more gears turning. And I realize a lot of people that are chronically fucking online don't have enough of those gears. It's very squeaky in their brain. They're putting WD-40 on that motherfucker, and it's going... And that can be applied to literally any situation. Like, I've had recently, like, situations with friends where the benefit of the doubt would have been very... Okay, listen. Let me backtrack. There's a difference between being, like, completely ignorant and giving the benefit of the doubt. Okay, it's not like you should always turn a blind eye. For example, if Taylor Swift all of a sudden, like, started only hanging out with, like, Trump supporters,
that would maybe be cause for concern
at that point. That would maybe be, I'd say then we kind of pull back the benefit of the doubt of a little bit. But I think it's a very rational and human thing to do to, you know, just have a couple in your pocket, just like a few little benefits of the doubts to hand out to friends. And you know what, if they start abusing that benefit of the doubt, or they're aware that you're giving them the benefit of the doubt and they, like, take advantage of your gullibility, or not gullibility, what's the word, kindness, then you stop. But to not give them out at all, I think, is a very nasty thing to do, to, because then you're subjecting people to, like, your own fucking delusions. Like, to think of someone based off, like, not, like, fact, but a fact you've created in your mind that's, like, literally not even real is evil. That's fucking evil. Sorry! I just got an email from the IRS. I need them to give me the benefit of the doubt on why I was late sending my taxes. Can they do that, please? Because I didn't know. I'm a first. Give me the benefit of the doubt in that I am a first. I'm a new immigrant to this country. And I have no fucking clue. Oh my God, I'm actually crying. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm a new immigrant to this country. I don't know how the fucking tax system works. It's so confusing. And like in Canada, sorry, we're taking a little whoop. In Canada, you pay your taxes to the federal government and then they divvy it out to the provincial government. Why do I have to make two fucking accounts to like the state and the federal government? I can't. In general, just as a rule of thumb, I try not to assume things about people like that. I think about like when I raise kids, that is like gonna be one of like the most paramount things that I teach them, is to like not assume things about people until you like literally know the facts. There's this old saying that I used to hear being like, you know what assume means? Making an ass of you and me. And let me tell you, fucking baby boomers were spitting when they came up with that. Because, like, spell it out. Spell out the word assume. Ass. A-S-S. You. Me. It makes an ass of you and me. Like, fucking God, they cook with that one. It's crazy. But it's true. It's true. Because you embarrass yourself. I'd love to do like a quick little check-in with all the people that were like dogging on Taylor Swift after she endorsed Kamala Harris. Which, listen, there's an argument to be made, like, okay, what if she really was like maybe never gonna endorse Kamala Harris, and it took like that kind of controversy to make her endorse Kamala Harris. You can make that argument, but I don't think so. Benefit of the doubt. But I would love to see how everyone felt after all along. No, she didn't fuck with Trump. Actually, you fucking idiots. Just in life. And like, that made an ass out of you and me. Like, the phrase rings true. So in life, what I would teach my children and what I would teach the whole fucking world if I could, just like, don't assume things. I know it's easier on your little head to just like jump to conclusions, but don't, because you can't jump to conclusions. Like, you literally can't. Like, if you don't know facts about something, you don't know the facts, and you can't create one in your head just because it's convenient. With that being said, I'm not a Swiftie. I'm not a fucking Swiftie. I'm not defending any other shit that she does. I just wanted to say that you motherfuckers aren't being fair to her. I literally have a group chat with my friends that I like will periodically leave or like mute, because they're such diehard Swift fans, and power to them. But like, anytime there's a concert, they will be like live tweeting the concert. They're not even fucking there, by the way. They're like at home. They're at home just like live tweeting what's going on from like a fucking Instagram live stream of the concert. Be like, wait, her secret songs, and like trying to guess what this she plays, like secret songs every concert. I can't stand it. I can't fucking stand it. So I'll like leave the group chat, and it's not even on like a fuck Taylor Swift vibe. It's on like a, I'm tired. Hello. Okay, let's read this week's drama. All right, it was hard to find drama from last week's episode because everyone was just talking about their phones getting banned in school. So I found one. By the way, if you want me to read your drama and give you advice, please comment on the video version of this podcast. Just a few sentences and I'll read it on an episode. But this person said, my fake friends tried to strangle me after I told them I was bisexual. I tried to cut them off, but they are trying to be friends again. Call the police. Like, I don't know. That's not drama. If you got strangled. Do you mean literally or metaphorically? Anyways, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about my birthday. Guys, thanks for all my birthday wishes. I appreciate it. Y'all make me feel so loved. I don't deserve y'all, genuinely. I was thinking like, wow, like I have had the extreme privilege of y'all motherfuckers being so nice to me. I'm very grateful. Why am I holding... Ew! Why am I holding the microphone like a little fucking squirrel about to eat a nut? Have I been holding it this whole time? But thank you. What I did on my birthday, you ask? I went for a walk and I played some Fortnite. I had a great time. But I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let me know your thoughts on friggin' everything about the world, brother. Tell me a time you wish you had the benefit of the doubt. Let's open it up to the audience. And, okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye, 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 bye.